Welcome once again to Leto's Law. Here's Steve Leto.
I remember the first time I heard about catalytic converters when I was a young man, and they're trying to come up with ways to solve tailpipe emission problems. And different companies had different versions of what they were working on. The EPA wasn't sure which method they were going to use. And finally, it seems the industry settled on catalytic converters. Now, catalytic converters, in my mind, are always associated with the doldrums of the American auto industry when cars were getting smogged down and they were using unleaded gasoline and they were putting out less horsepower and all kinds of stuff, which wasn't that exciting for somebody who liked cars, you know. But catalytic converters have come a long way since then. And now we've talked about them quite a bit on this channel here because they're often a target of thieves. People steal them. And they cause a lot of damage to a car to steal a catalytic converter and sell it for scrap. And the amount of money they get is de minimis compared to the damage they do to the cars they steal from. But some people are so desperate they'll do that. And there are waves of crime, you know, these crime waves that happen where, you know, catalytic converters are being stolen in vast quantities. And it's just a mess and it's wasteful. But the weird part is that every time I do a story about catalytic converters, I think, okay, we're done now. We have to be done. We have to. Beyond just how many catalytic converters were recovered or how many were stolen, you know, 300 catalytic converters were found in a warehouse in Kentucky. I mean, beyond the numbers changing, what could change with the story of catalytic converters to get me to bring it back out and see we're talking about catalytic converters again? And Mark Phillip yesterday, my good friend, sent me a note and said, Steve, have you seen what they're doing with catalytic converters in the Congo? It's been a while since I checked my Congo news stream, but in Kinshasa, according to Reuters, craze for drug made from catalytic converters alarms Congo's capital. People are ingesting the contents of catalytic converters. The drug is obtained from crushing the ceramic honeycomb core of the converter. And you always got to ask yourself, who figured that out? Somebody somewhere was crushing the ceramic honeycomb core of the converter and got a snoot full of it, as we say, and said, hey, that's interesting. A new craze derived from crushed vehicle exhaust filters is rattling authorities in Kinshasa, triggering a campaign to stamp out the concoction and a related rash of car part theft. So if you are in Kinshasa and someone steals your catalytic converter, they might be doing it to scrap it. They might be doing it to ingest it. You know, these days, the kids. In August, police rounded up and paraded nearly 100 alleged dealers and users of Bamba, which is what they call it, which means powerful in the local Lingala language, following a call to action by the Democratic Republic of Congo president, who said, this social phenomenon calls for collective responsibility by the whole nation. The whole nation has just got to learn to say no to catalytic converters. They're just, you know, leave it under your car. That's where it belongs. In an abandoned shack in a suburb of Kinshasa, a young man was seen with bags of brown powder, blending it with crushed pills, and using this stuff, which apparently you ingest nasally. Within minutes, these people are swaying slowly to the music that only they can hear, scratching themselves in a catatonic state that experts in Congo say can cause users to stand motionless for hours or sleep for days. I'm not sure I would look forward to standing motionless for hours or sleeping for days, but, you know, to each his own. A 26-year-old interviewed for the story says, we used to drink very strong whiskey, but we were restless and we would hurt people. So I guess if this keeps you from hurting people, that's good. Although if you're stealing catalytic converters to get it, that's not good. But with this, it calms you down. You get tired. You stay somewhere standing up or sitting down for a very long time. When you're done, you go home without bothering anyone. Car owners, however, aren't so happy about this. The powder is obtained from crushing the ceramic honeycomb core of automotive catalytic converters, which is the device that cuts the emission of toxic gases in vehicle exhaust pipes. Now, here's the deal. We've talked before, and I don't want to get into the chemistry of how catalytic converters, because quite frankly, I don't understand it myself, because I'm not a chemist. But Catalytic converters contain a bunch of very, very rare materials, very, very expensive materials. And that's why they recycle them. They recycle them to get these metals and materials out of there that have value and are worth so much they can be recycled and resold. The idea that the ceramic is also of value to somebody is I suspect, news to many people, myself included. And mechanics blame rising demand for the ceramic on a rash of thefts of catalytic converters in that area. And those catalytic converters are containing platinum, palladium, and rhodium. And those are the three valuable ones we were talking about. Platinum, palladium, and rhodium. But of course, now they want the ceramic too. So Kinshasa-based mechanic says, between 5 and 10 clients come to him every day with the same problem. We check underneath the car and the catalytic converter is gone. It's been cut off and they're using it to make the bomba, which is hurting our clients, especially recently. And the problem, of course, is that if somebody inexpertly removes the catalytic converter from your car by sawing it off with a reciprocating saw, which is known sometimes by the brand name Sawzall when made by that company, when you fire your vehicle up, you'll know very quickly that you're missing a big chunk of your exhaust. Because number one, it will be louder. And number two, depending on what they did with the various hangers and straps down there, it might cause some rattling to go on down there. So users mix the crushed honeycomb with vitamin pills and occasionally cut it with other stuff, sedatives. They might smoke it, but they also might, like I said, ingest it nasally. And this is all according to the country director of the World Federation Against Drugs. The metals in catalytic converters can cause cancer, they point out, by the way. It's not a substance made for us to consume. And asked rhetorically, are we engines or are we human? Are we engines or are we human? I believe the Killers maybe asked that question in a song or a question very similar to it. But I suspect that it doesn't take rocket science to point this out. But if you found yourself at a point in your life where you are ingesting nasally material that was extracted from a used catalytic converter that was stolen off of a vehicle on the streets of Kinshasa, you may have already made some mistakes in your life. And I don't know if this is the kind of thing that will remain isolated in that part of the world, or if it'll sweep the world. Who knows? Who knows? You know, every now and then something happens, Gangnam style. Something will sweep the world where I go, I never saw that coming. Who'd imagine that that would be something that would literally become a worldwide sensation? Who'd have thought that? Gangnam style. Who'd have thought that as a possibility? Never would have thought that. So when I read about this, I think to myself, okay, it's isolated right now to a very small corner of the world. If I hadn't told you about it, you might never hear about it. If Mark Philip hadn't told me, I would not have known about it. But now that I've known about it, is this going to be one of those things where 6 months from now, as you know, NBC News is talking about how our country is being ruined by people snorting the contents of catalytic converters, will we look back on this and go, oh yeah, I remember that. He was talking about that back in October of 2021. Weird. Cutting edge of that one. So who knows? Who knows? I hope that we never hear the story again. I hope it goes away, and I hope that people realize that this probably ain't good for you. But I would have thought most things that get put into cars stay in cars and wind up in junkyards. They don't somehow get back out and go through your body. But again, maybe that's just me wishful thinking. So Mark Philip, thanks for sending the story. Reuters published it from Kinshasa, Congo. Craze for drug made from catalytic converters alarms the Congo's capital. And the drug is obtained from crushing the ceramic honeycomb core of the converter. What will they think of next? Questions or comments, put them below. Let's talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you for watching Leto's Law. The only way out is through.